Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 12, 2017. In today's news, NAEC has rescheduled its annual convention for later this month. A new CTBUH study looks at how elevator speed has impacted the urban environment. A dramatic tower has been designed for Manila. An elevator shaft accident in Toronto has claimed a life. And a three-tower project is rising on New York City's Upper West Side.
The National Association of Elevator Contractors, or NAEC, 68th Annual Convention and 2017 Exposition has been rescheduled for the Atlantic City Convention Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey, on September the 22nd through 26th, with exhibitions open on the 25th and 26th. NAEC has received thousands of emails in the past week in light of Hurricane Irma hitting Florida and beyond, and wants those registered to tell it whether they will attend by emailing Megan, M-E-G-A-N, equals NAEC.org at mail46.wdc01.mcdlv.net. For those planning to attend, registration will be transferred, and NAEC's Finance Committee is working on putting together refund options for those unable to attend due to their homes and businesses being affected by the storm.
The Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, or CTBUH, has released new research into the ways improvements in elevator speeds have affected the urban environment. Part of its Tall Buildings in Numbers series, the two-page study entitled Vertical Transportation, Ascent and Acceleration, defines the fastest and longest elevator runs and shows a strong correlation between the increase in elevator speeds and skyscraper heights. A collaboration with the Guinness Book of World Records to identify the commercial building with the fastest and longest elevators, the study certified Shanghai Tower in Shanghai as the record holder of both categories. Arkonect explained that while, quote, rapid urbanization has been met with a desire for ambitious super tall skyscrapers, end quote, in China, the Middle East has also become a center for future megatall skyscrapers.
What in Habitat describes as a new landmark for the Bonifacio Global City Business District of Manila, the Philippines, features a glassy, dramatically tapered design by Henning Larsen Architects, inspired by nature and Filipino tradition. No construction time frame was given, but if built, the structure would stand 308 meters tall, or roughly 90 stories. It would contain offices, restaurants, a civic center, exhibition space, and an observatory at the top. Henning Larsen, in collaboration with Landscape Architects, SLA, and Bureau Happold Engineering, won an international design competition with a plan that maximizes natural light, boasts a densely vegetated public plaza, and has trees growing inside the structure.
A male died and a second person was injured following what CTV News Toronto is calling an industrial accident in the elevator shaft of a downtown Toronto building on the morning of September 8th. The incident took place inside a building located near St. George and Russell Streets at about 10 a.m. While circumstances surrounding it were not immediately clear, paramedics say the male was pronounced dead at the scene, and the second victim was taken to the hospital to be treated for minor injuries.
Photographs on the New York YIMBY website, newyorkyimby.com, show the three-tower Waterline Square residential development rising on New York City's Upper West Side. General Investment and Development is behind the project, which features structures designed by three architects, Raphael Vignoli, Cohn Peterson Fox, and Richard Meyer, ranging between 34 and 38 floors. The tallest will rise to 478 feet. Situated in the neighborhood's southwestern blocks, the buildings will contain approximately 1,130 units and are expected to be complete by 2019.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.